Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 28, 1806. On the run. Yesterday we heard about the fight between Lewis and his men and a Blackfeet war party. In 1895, George Bird Grinnell, an authority on the Indians of the Plains, met and befriended Old Wolf Calf, a Blackfeet Indian who was with that war party that day. Wolf Calf told Grinnell that the Indians had met Lewis in friendship, but that a chief had influenced them to try to steal the horses. Grinnell relates that the Indians' version of events that day matched Lewis's version. He also said that the Indians did not pursue Lewis and his party, as they were as much afraid of them as they were of the Indians. Wolf Calf was perhaps 102 years old in 1895 when he talked with Grinnell, and must have been 9 or 10 years old at the time of the event. This would not be unusual, as young boys often traveled with war parties. After the violence, Lewis decided to proceed as quickly as possible down the Marias River toward the Missouri. The party traveled last night, and sleeping very little, woke up this morning stiff and sore. Lewis encouraged them to continue their march, as their lives depended on their exertions at this moment. He writes,
"We again resumed our march. The men proposed to pass the Missouri at the Grog Spring. This I objected, as it would delay us almost all day to reach the point by this circuitous route, which would give the enemy time to surprise and cut off the party at the point if they had arrived there. I told them that it was my determination that if we were attacked in the plains on our way to the point, that the bridles of the horses should be tied together, and we would stand and defend them or sell our lives as dear as we could. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 28, 1806.
Lewis and the men did arrive at the point and met the party coming down the river with the canoes and baggage, much to their relief. All of the supplies were in good order, and the canoe party had met with no accident of importance. Meanwhile, back on the Yellowstone, Captain Clark and his men enjoy a peaceful day.
Set out this morning at daylight and proceeded on gliding down this smooth stream, passing many islands and several creeks and brooks. At 6 miles, passed a creek or brook of 80 yards wide on the northwest side, containing but little water. 6 miles lower, passed a large dry creek on the larboard side. 5 miles lower, passes a river 70 yards wide, containing but little water, which I call Table Creek, from the tops of several mounds in the plains resembling a table. 4 miles still lower, I arrived at the entrance of a river 100 yards wide, back of a small island on the south side. I take this river to be the one the Indians call the Little Bighorn River. In the evening, I passed stratters of coal in the banks on either side, encamped on the upper point of a small island opposite the entrance of a creek 25 yards wide on the starboard with water. Captain William Clark, July 28, 1806.
The names of these creeks are Little Wolf, or Windsor's Creek, now known as Muggins Creek, Big Porcupine Creek, Armell's Creek, Horse Creek, Rosebud Creek, and Graveyard Creek, near present-day Hathaway, where the party camped. Monday, Noisy Buffalo.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.